This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'd been putting this off for just as long as I could. And in the back of my mind,
and it's self-care. Like, sometimes procrastination is maybe. Self-care.
Maybe.
I mean, you do have to say, I'm not ready for this task. You know, people put such a negative spin on this stuff sometimes. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I feel August, I feel its presence. And but like I know I have to get this done before August. That basically it's time to fire up the grill.
Yeah, yeah.
And so of course I start by getting my family to leave the house. Mm. I don't tell them why. I just say, "Sweetheart, I need you to do something for me. I need you to."
Go stay with your sister for a little while.
Yep.
I need take bring the kids. We are in danger.
Yes.
Don't take anything with you.
Do not contact me.
I will contact you if things work out. If not, I've loved the time that we had together.
Yes. But shh. We don't have time.
Stop. You're being so dramatic. Stop.
So once they're gone, I start giving away all our possessions.
Yeah. Won't need them where you're going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call the police, inform them that this is going to be happening, mm-hmm. and it's not safe for them either. No police should be.
Go stay with your sister, police.
Coming anywhere near the house.
Go stay. Get your kids.
I've loved the time that.
I've absolutely we've had the time together. I've had with these police. From the top highest chief of the station.
Yeah.
To the newest rookie who's still a little jittery.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so that's where we're at. And so I'm like, okay, I gotta do this podcast. But like soon after this, I probably will be firing up the grill.
Fire up the grill. Well, and then that's the official start of summer. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. It was self-care for you to wait this long, and I support it. And we actually have a guest with us today who has been patiently waiting to be introduced.
Greta
Teitelman.
Greta Teitelman.
Greta the Teitelman.
The Teitelman.
Greta.
And that's your title.
You're actually bringing up a lot of elementary school trauma related
you,
to my...
You fire up the grill in elementary school?
Yeah, I fired up the grill in elementary school.
As a youngster, you get that mm-hmm. grill fired up. You don't always know. Too much lighter fluid.
What are we cooking and on the grill in elementary school?
Grilling with Greta. Cookie? What's on the grill?
Well, in a metaphorical sense... As it pertains to my last name, I was called Titty Man all through. So Titty Man would be on the grill in elementary school. Titty and what am I literally?
You're putting Titty Man on the grill.
Yeah.
Griddle Titty Man.
Griddle Titty Man. Griddle Titty Man. Yeah.
Titty Man.
Yeah. And what was Griddle Titty Man?
Was that meant to be insulting? I mean, there's nothing wrong.
Being
a titty man.
Yes.
No. I know, there's nothing wrong.
The most natural thing in the world.
Yes.
It is.
So, yeah. I'm sorry if that's opening up a wound for you, but I'm here to tell you, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, Griddle.
No, I shouldn't feel shame.
No.
I do like the name Griddle Titty Man. Yeah, Griddle's good. Griddle is actually a nickname I've never been called before. I've been called a lot of things. Griddle is a first. I love it.
It starts today.
Yes.
It's the first day of the rest of your life, Griddle.
And that's the most important tool in the kitchen. There's nothing like, you take away everything else.
You need the griddle.
Do not touch dad's griddle.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need any of these fancy gadgets and tools, but I can't do a damn thing without my griddle.
You ever griddle your soup?
Yeah, I griddle my soup all the time. That's how you make soup.
It's winter. It's winter time. Speaking of elementary school, it's winter time. You come in from the cold, you know, nose a little red, you know, frost on the tips of your ears, and mom's in the kitchen, and she's got griddled cheese and griddled soup.
Yep.
Griddled cheese sandwich and a griddled soup on the griddle, and it's
delicious.
Just, it's
I can
love.
Taste it. Yeah,
it's love, isn't
it? They say love comes from the griddle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can taste
say that. Say that.
Say that. Say that.
Say that.
Yes.
Yeah, how about less, say that?
Say less, except that.
Say, say less overall, but do say one more thing. Love comes from the griddle. From the griddle.
Yes.
I can taste it. I can smell it. I can touch it. I am able to see it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In my mind's eye, I'm experiencing every sense. I hear the sound, the sizzle of the griddled cheese.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite childhood food that came from the griddle?
I think I went first, I guess.
I mentioned the soup. Was it my favorite?
Like the food that to you says, oh, this is comfort, this is home, this is childhood. What is that?
Oh, I'm feeling a little like I went first, but I can come up with another one if you need time.
And this is so interesting, and I feel myself like comfortably nestling into Griddle's podcast, where we're speaking about our childhood and our past.
Isn't it strange? I feel
like I'm like letting myself sink into the water, potentially to be drowned by her very competitive host energy.
Mm-hmm. Her and massive host hands grip around my throat and force me beneath the surface of the water.
I'm slipping under there, and then I just feel a hand on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. It's not altogether unpleasant.
Exactly what I was going to say.
There's a point at which you just let go and say, what have I been fighting all this time?
Yeah.
This is my destination.
Don't resist.
Maybe I embrace it. I don't know why I would. It's useless, really. It's like my whole life has been struggle. In my final moments, am I going to make the same mistake? No. So I am excited to get into that. Now, you were earlier brandishing a chapstick tube.
Is it
something that you want to use? Is it a comfort item? Do we just hold it during the podcast so that we have something in our hands? I don't know what to do with my hands. You have that feeling ever?
I have that feeling, but every second of every day.
Mm-hmm. So a chapstick.
You know, this chapstick was sitting up here on this ledge, like so. Okay. And I didn't like how that looked aesthetically.
Cry for help.
I'm scared for it as well. And it looks why, you know what I mean? You're watching this, you're paying for the Patreon to watch this Zoom session go down. And you're thinking to yourself, what's that?
What's the chapstick? Is it holding something up? It almost looks like it's holding up
the chandelier.
From a perspective issue.
It's holding up the chandelier.
It could be really far away and it could be huge.
Honestly, is like Peter Jackson shit.
If you have vertigo, this is the fucking Hobbit. Yeah.
I'm like in the fucking Hobbit. Like the camera tricks, the practical effects being used on this Zoom
are sending me to the Shire. Yeah.
I'm in Smaug's cave.
And then watch this. I can take this and I grab it. And then all of a sudden, perspective shift.
What did I just watch? Bigger than my head.
Same size as my head. Nope.
Don't show the scan, like
the barcode.
The barcode, because a lot of our listeners will be able to hack that.
That's your personal information.
They will be able to purchase your chapstick from you.
They'll locate you and they will obtain your chapstick.
They can geolocate me. This is what I've always wanted to do with this, like a beauty influencer. And here we have the original, you hold it up against your hand.
Yeah.
Here we have the original chapstick. The original, no flavor. Black
no,
Tube.
No bells
classic.
And whistles.
No.
We're I think we got it right the first time, folks. Remember you'd come in on a cold day, lips split to fuck all, just blood shooting out of your lips, cracked, dry, and destroyed, and your mom would just take some warm chapstick off the griddle, original flavor and scent, and just hand it to you and say, go in the other room, get out of here, get the fuck out of here. I'm with someone.
Yeah. That was hard. Those were hard days.
Was it? Yeah, it wasn't all happy around the griddle.
My mom would look at me and she'd say, "I don't want to look at you
until you're fugs."
Yeah, that's until you've put on this hot chapstick on your bleeding lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I refuse to look at my fugly son.
I didn't want to say anything, but your son is ugly. Sorry.
That's what his mom was saying, but
yeah.
Oh, I'm saying your son is ugly. Do you have a son?
I have a son, yes. I have a 3-year-old son.
Wow. A shame.
I don't feel that way.
Everyone's allowed, you know, this is a place to embrace other ideas. Everyone is free to share, you know, and express themselves on this show. We're about like hearing all the viewpoints that our wild nation has to offer. So
yeah,
it's fine it's that you say it's pot. A shame that I have a son and that my son is fugly. I do feel justified in saying I don't see it that way.
That's good.
It's not my personal perspective right now, and it could change
at any moment.
Gritty Tittleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a podcast.
I do.
Yeah.
It's on Forever Dog.
No, it's not.
No, but it was. Well, you had one there. You had a meeting. You had a cup of coffee with Forever Dog. We all have in this city, you know?
No, I had a podcast.
It's okay. Greta. Yeah. It's okay that it's on Forever Dog. It's fine.
No one is judging you for being
on
Forever Dog.
No one's judging me.
I understand they platform some voices that maybe we prefer have a little less volume in the conversation, but it's okay that you're on Forever Dog. No one's associating you. No one's judging you for that.
Please, God, don't.
Mm-hmm. But you have it, and so how's your experience with Forever Dog been?
My experience with Forever Dog was great. I loved the podcasts that I had with them and their great network.
What happened to that podcast? We've all been wondering.
I decided to start a different one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done that, but it doesn't mean that the old one goes away.
Well, the old one didn't go away. It's still available for you to listen. You can listen to my old podcast.
So you have a podcast.
The worst.
So you have a podcast
on Forever Dog.
So by your own admission, you have a podcast on Forever Dog that didn't go away.
Yeah.
Well, it's just.
It's not called Temporary Dog.
It's called Forever Dog.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a podcast that I currently do on.
Hey, I guess we can talk about that.
On HeadGum, called Senior Superlatives, where I talk to my guests.
Senior Superlatives.
Yes, where I talk to my guests all about their high school experience. Mm-hmm. And then I have another podcast on Big Money Players Network on iHeart, where I am one of my characters.
Are
my
you
evil
is that all the
character.
Oh, the crazy characters. Can we talk
crazy
to Evil
character.
Stepmom for a moment?
No.
Can we hear from Evil Stepmom? That's just
not
what she
available.
Would say.
Yeah.
That's just what she would say.
No. She doesn't She's believe in podcasting.
Always saying no.
No.
That's just what Evil Stepmom would say. She wouldn't even step away from the griddle to do it.
No, do you think she's at the griddle? She's absolutely not at the griddle.
She's there warming up her Chablis, right?
No.
Her ever-present snifter of Chablis.
Stepmom doesn't even go and enter the kitchen.
Wow.
She's having an assistant.
More evil than I thought.
Also, she doesn't drink Chablis, okay?
Oh, okay.
She drinks Sancerre.
Nobody said she drank it.
You did.
I called it ever present.
That's why
that actually implies that it's not being
just,
drunk.
She's just
around Chablis all the time. She's not drinking it. She just needs the Chablis
she's
in
just
the environment.
Curating it.
Yes, yes. That makes sense. As one does.
It's decanting. Oh, it has to decant.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that? Which one do you? It feels like you have an agenda.
You're
here.
All There's over one the place you with want like you've got all these different it. Podcasts you want to talk about.
You can't keep it straight. You don't know where they are.
I'm a mess.
You got chapstick all over creation. It's just like flung around.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grappling with this. We're grappling with this. It's time. It's time to get in the Greco-Roman chamber.
Yes. I want to talk about senior superlatives.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love seeing that commitment.
Yeah.
Yes. Just seeing you. You changed right before my eyes. You grew up on this episode and just said, hey, I'm owning this. I want to talk about this one podcast that's is a co-production with Forever Dog, or what is Forever Dog's involvement with this one?
Forever Dog supports me from the sidelines with this one.
Wow. So they lift you up, and that was when they were carrying you.
Yeah, they lift me up.
When there was only one RSS feed, that's when we carried you.
That was when Forever Dog was carrying me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But go ahead. So this one's had gum. Cool idea, huh? That your head is chewing gum.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what chews gum, but that's not how they mean it.
Yeah, it's like gum for your head. I mean, that's gum.
Yeah, you could have just called it gum, I guess.
Well, I think it's more gum for your brain. It should be called brain gum.
I mean, I don't know if it should be called that, but it definitely shouldn't be called head gum.
Head gum.
We all agree on that.
Ear gum, I guess, but then it's like. I don't know. I'm not on Earwolf.
Aren't you on Earwolf?
I'm so sorry, Griddle. I think that Kevin is still trading off of the cachet of the name Earwolf, which no one understands. I agree with you. Wolf Pop made more sense. But I think that he probably lured you here under false pretenses. No, Earwolf. We had quite a run with them, and it was great. And I guess in the sense of that, you still have a podcast on Forever Dog. We do still have a podcast on Earwolf. It's just not on Earwolf.
Yeah,
we're independent. I pray for you at some point to like achieve this level of freedom.
I pray for myself too.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose but your chains.
Why? I know.
Yes.
And no corporate notes, you know, no little overseer with their little notebook. Just, I think we can make this more efficient. It's like, no, what's beautiful is that it sucks.
Do you think this is one of the most boring episodes of your podcast you've ever had?
No, we've done much worse. This one's not great, but we've done worse ones.
Okay. I just
instantly,
wanted to make sure.
I can tell you that we have done ones that are so bad.
From I'm like breathing a sigh of relief just from like the first 5 seconds. Like you just know that
we didn't know what it was going to be. We didn't know what to expect. This isn't one of the most boring ones. It is one where, you know, I am looking at the time going like, ooh, a lot of runway left in front of me. But that's not always a bad thing because there's so much room for discovery.
Am I that big of a drip to talk to?
It's not.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
And like, I love the confidence that it's like all about you, that like you're like dictating like every single thing about the situation that you're this kind of like all powerful creature. And like, if you close the Zoom window, the entire podcast will just vanish. But no, in fact, there are other factors, and like, we are in control of whether the podcast is good or bad at all times. We are deciding that it's bad right now.
We're doing a starting bad,
yes,
and we're eyeballing a strong finish, but we haven't decided yet whether or not to get into it.
So you're calling me self-absorbed.
Again,
I
just
think
I'm loving.
He loved the confidence. Yeah, the self belief. You know, it was
that it's
it
all
was
about me. That
I'm loving
I,
the confidence that we're even talking about you at all right now.
Right,
Sean and I are having a not audible but much louder conversation between the two of us as we are chatting here.
Okay.
That's basically like planning the next and the next moment of the show, the next one after
the
that.
Game, Griddle. Yeah.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss their back-to-school fits, the boys drop another memorable pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus shows and video for today's episode with Greta at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook. We wanted to talk about senior superlatives as well. And we were hoping, actually, either individually or as a team, to be involved with that podcast.
We'll do it. We'll find time.
Calendar, and I think I can blow your shit up. Yes, but I did think this would be an important sort of pre-conversation to have, where we lay down some ground rules just about like what you can ask us, what you can't ask us, and how everyone should behave on that show.
Okay. So this is when you guys come on my show.
We're getting ready. This is a show to get ready for your show.
This is prep for when
I am available.
You would individually come on the show. You wouldn't come together.
Yeah. Either one.
Okay. Yeah. Individual. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're open to that as well.
Great.
And then the next one, we'll do it. Like whichever one didn't go first, we'll go third. Actually, we'll go two. We'll do it snake
style. We'll do two with both of us. Yeah.
One. Someone does the first episode, then the next one does two and three.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one comes back for four and five.
So one's going to have a three-parter and one's going to have a two-parter.
Not at all.
Not what we're saying. No. It's snake style. So it is.
I see.
It's two and three. Then four and five.
Six
and seven. Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably do eight total.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's about boundaries. I don't know. Like, do you have the conversation, like, with all your guests?
Yeah, because it's sensitive stuff. I mean, we've all been feeling pretty sensitive. You were remembering, you know, nicknames, and we were talking, we shared these great griddle, you know, meal memories from our childhood. We talked about stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
And these are minors. Mm. Like, these are children.
Yeah.
When you ask me about my childhood memory, you are interrogating me about a minor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Who is, as you've indirectly noted, probably somewhat fugly.
Yeah, and all minors
probably something of a shame.
Ugly, So, what are the boundaries? Father.
Well, how do you usually handle? I'm sure this is a conversation that you have.
Yeah,
for liability reasons. Like, how do you normally handle this?
You know, if you were to come on my show,
we are going to. So no, when you're on the show,
when you're on the show apart. I would ask each of you individually, you know, what you were like in high school.
So again, this is too
personal.
Yeah, I get that. And I understand that that's sensitive
to
you.
A little personal. Mm-hmm.
So then maybe I'm thinking you probably shouldn't come on the show.
We're going to, whether we should or not.
Let's find a path through it. Yeah.
We can have the conversation whether we should or not, but it is going to
happen. Okay, let's find what you would want to talk about as it pertains to high school. Why don't you tell me that?
I'm ready for this. So you don't normally, I mean, I get like, this is not a standard part of the, like, the process for you. So you had Gabrus on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know he doesn't want to talk about like Long Island, for example, at all. And so like, that's something that like, he's going to put these like barriers up.
He's going to put walls up, and you can probe and probe, but he's never going to let his guard down around that.
So. Yeah. Yeah. He never wants to talk about Long Island.
Yeah.
He and never like, wants to talk about being like a zany jerk off guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He never wants to talk about,
you better not bring up being a lifeguard.
No.
Very close to the vest, very guarded.
I know. He's very upset. Definitely doesn't want to talk about having sex.
Yes.
Yes. And that's, yes.
Definitely
and
doesn't want to talk about jerking off in a room of friends.
I would say, you know, if
they weren't friends at the beginning.
They're not friends at the end, hon.
They're also not going to be friends afterwards. Probably even less.
If they're not friends at the beginning, that basically means they're never going to be friends.
They're never going to be friends at the end.
But but what I'll say is, because you did bring it up, don't ask me what I think sex feels like. You know what I mean? Just like, let's do a classy episode of the show. I think it's great you're doing a podcast. I love the whole team over at Forever Dog.
And we'll say and we were more than happy to say that on the show. Like, we will, yes. We'll pump you up,
dude,
for sure. We'll put in a great word for you with your audience.
I will co-sign for you. No, I will I'll say that you kick ass, you're awesome, that I think that you should be doing this. But, like, let's, for one episode, don't ask me what I think sex feels like.
Okay, you're right. It's honestly...
That's for our audience.
It's crazy that I've been getting away with asking every single one of my guests that comes on the show what sex feels like.
Or what they think, yeah.
Or what they think it feels like. Because everyone that comes on the show famously has never had sex. And I know that even though you have a son, you still have never had sex. Therefore, you can only kind of guess what sex might feel like.
There's no way.
You're leaning towards asking me at this point. And so I'd like to move.
You want to move
like
on.
To move away, at least away from me. If Hayes wants to
I mean, hypothetically, what do you think it would feel like?
It's got to be insane.
Yeah.
It's got to feel so crazy, right?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it must be totally weird.
Yeah.
But Hayes, did you have something?
I mean, I do want to set limit. Will not under any circumstances be discussing how I use the shopping cart as a backpack.
You used a shopping cart as a backpack?
Wow.
Hey.
I'm really struggling.
Hey.
To remember what I just said, which is.
It has been so flagrantly disregarded. Shout out to
I will not explore under like any aspect of the fact that I took my books and my pens and my other belongings from class to class.
Loose?
I mean, no, in a shopping cart. I don't... What? Sean?
It's something either... Now I'm wondering, did we ever get the sort of sound issue sorted at the beginning? Because I know when we very first... This was before you were in the Zoom haze. She couldn't hear Kevin. I was lurking. I was not video or audio on, but she was trying to talk to Kevin and couldn't hear him. And now I'm going like, is she only getting every other word? Because you just said, do not ask about this. This is like me saying, you know, like if I go like, hey, don't ask me about like, do not ask me about when I stole teacher's car.
And then I mean,
and rebuilt it inside teacher's office. Took apart and rebuilt in teacher's office. How are you going to drive out of there? Don't ask me about that. Come on.
I won't.
Or I about won't. The time that I'm smoking weed with principal.
You smoked weed with principal?
Griddle! What did I just say? Come
Was
on.
It principal's car?
This teacher's car.
Teacher's car.
Teacher's car, principal's pot.
Wasn't no, principal's not holding.
Did principal's you really
like, hey, you got anything?
How do you know principal's not holding?
Believe me, you met principal.
Mm-hmm. Principal, I think, is holding.
Not this one.
You're gonna
when they confiscate your pot, where do you think it goes? To principal's pocket.
But this principal is just textbook Chiba Hawk. Mm-hmm. The second you light up, guess who's arrived? Oh,
principal.
Can I hit that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always the way. And you go, how does he know?
Yeah.
Never brings his own, you know.
No.
Ah,
yeah.
Shit, man. I think that's cashed. That's cashed? When
like,
I handed
worry.
It to you, it was dank. There was a lot of green left. How the fuck is that cash, principal? God, I knew you were going to get me talking about this somehow.
But I feel like principal always like will still hit it to smoke the resin.
Well,
Exactly. Like, I think that's cash.
Exactly.
Don't worry. I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
And then you're like, wait, I have Keith in my grinder principle. I can pop that on the end of a cigarette and we can blaze out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I know. How that's how I know principle.
With Keith in the lift. Tip Keith, of the parliament Keith, light.
Keith head. Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Keith or Sutherland up in this piece.
Yeah. 100%.
Dude. Yup.
Yup.
No, that's principle.
I don't want to talk about using the shopping cart as my my seat backpack. In class. No. Well, again, no, even you bringing up the backpack issue. Yeah.
That I hoped we had settled.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you
but
sat
then I'm also
in...
sitting in it for class.
Yeah. Are you sitting in the seat part where you can put a toddler? Or are you sitting in the physical cart itself? Like, are your feet hanging out of the little...
My tuchus is in the seat part, but, you know, like, I'm a big boy, and so my legs are...
Reverse cowgirl off the other end.
No, this is...
Cowman.
I think, yes, regular cowman.
Regular cowman off the main
off
end.
The front.
My legs are in the basin. My legs are.
I see. Yeah. Holding it down because you're a teen, so you would technically.
Yeah. Exactly.
Flip the
door,
cart.
Door stop.
And I am flipping backwards sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In class, glancing off the wall as I go down.
Would you have to wear a helmet?
No, I don't have to. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. He's making his own rules.
Yeah.
I probably would say, don't ask me about wearing my theater costume for the play at the school all day.
Didn't ask you about what?
Don't ask me about the day of the big play to wear my theater costume to every class.
Oh, you wore your costume to every class?
I didn't, actually. Don't ask me about it.
What was the play? Gets to wear their little shirt and their helmet to class every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While we won't be discussing this, it does seem like it would follow that the other after school activities, should there be different a clothing aspect to their work, and it is work.
And it is a job, yes.
That should also be something that they are allowed to wear.
Promote
to class.
Everyone, you know, it's come to the big game tonight. Look, I got my jersey on. Well, isn't it just as badass to say, hey, come to the big show tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing like a lab coat for some reason.
Well,
or
what
like
was the
tight
play?
Dance pants.
What was the play? What was your high school play?
Pin.
Said not to ask me about this.
Well, you told me to not ask you about the costume you wore to class. I'm asking about the play.
Well, there's more than one play.
Well, which
think about
which...
your wife, Pin.
Were you both in theater in high school?
I would go watch his.
Maybe I.
So I was in the theater. I'm watching. I'm going.
You're physically in the theater if you want to see it.
Yeah.
If you want to see it, you're gonna have to be in there.
But I treat.
We
my,
ain't bringing it out except when I wear that costume to class.
Oh, my
you
role.
Got me talking about it.
I think you guys are both giving me
life right now.
Yes. That you took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm-mm.
Two hosts that are giving me life right now.
Yeah. Did you guys go to prom? Middle.
Which one?
Either.
Which prom?
Oh, junior prom, senior prom. But both years, 1 year.
My junior?
Yeah.
I went and I'm happy to there. I'm happy to discuss it.
Okay.
It's in bounds. You can ask, I'll allow it.
Aspects of it.
You're a thin ice counselor.
I'd rather not explore in detail or not dislike at all, how I am bringing all my food there in a shopping cart.
Mm. You brought your own dinner to prom in a shopping cart.
Let's not bring up me wearing a play costume to prom.
Yeah.
Try to drum up business for
again. What play was that?
There's been a lot of plays.
Yeah, but the one specifically as it pertains to your prom.
Is Bees
you
and
want
Honey
him to
Drown?
Name them all? What?
It was what?
Is Bees and Honey Drown?
And what
Bees
was...
in Honey Drown?
As Bees in Honey Drown. And Were you dressed as a bee?
Okay, somebody hasn't seen a bee in the drown. No. I'm dressed as Caden, the literary agent. Good God. Griddle, crack a book, you know? Like a playbook. Not like a
No, I know as bees playbook. I know as Bees and Honey Drown is a famous play.
Okay, go on.
Did you actually do that as your high school production?
One of many.
Really? Interesting.
He was
seems like a relatively contemporary play.
He was the jock who the theater teacher is like, I really see something special in you. I'd love to see you try out for the play this semester. And does that every semester.
Every single semester.
They go,
and then I always go, I don't know. I'm more doing sports. And then he has to like corner me in the hallway and go like, hey, the way you move out on that field, it's almost like a dancer. Would you want to be a backup dancer in this production of Merrily We Roll Along?
I feel like you were really good in theater.
Get out of here. That's not even what this is about. I didn't want to talk about this stuff. I said I didn't want to talk about it.
I'm just saying it. I think you were probably really good. That's a compliment.
I guess I can't sue you for slander.
Can we meet Caden?
Jeez, I don't know.
Is Caden here?
Is Caden even here?
Let's see. I mean, like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you have to go get him or something.
I guess, to me, like, Caden's so far away. You could meet Mark from Art by Yasmina Reza.
Wow. Okay.
All right. I'll give you one line as Mark from Art by Yasmina Reza.
Okay.
And this is an exclusive for you because you like senior superlatives. And I did place third as most theatrical. Second runner up. Hang on. Let me find Mark. Mark, are you there? I don't give a fuck what Paul Valéré says, Serge.
Wow. And they let you say that in the school room.
Outside the school, yeah.
Outside the school.
That one was at an outside, venue.
And Greta, we're like, if you want to participate, like,
get in here. If you seem pissed. Is there something you want to say?
If you didn't it, you can say that. Like, it's open to interpretation.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, the lines are very blurry to me now.
Whoa.
You know?
Whoa.
Where Mark from Art ends and
where the Clem Dog begins.
Where Sean from Podcast begins.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I'm feeling like maybe I need another 24 ounces of coffee. You know, it's like, I don't fully know.
Not me.
I feel like I'm kind of in, oh God, what was that movie? That Christopher Nolan movie. And the Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm. 100 Acre Wood. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sort of what is reality? When does reality begin and when does reality end? Yes. When are we being serious and when are we in a game? When are we making jokes and when are we shaming people for being named Griddle Tittleman and telling Griddle Tittleman to, I don't know, crack a book, trying to make Griddle Tittleman sort of like seem uneducated and like she doesn't know what fucking plays are, you know? So yeah, maybe I'm a little upset.
You asked me if I was dressed as a bee.
I mean, I was, you told me not to actually ask, what are you, am I going to say, were you dressed as a, what is that play even about? A con artist? Is that correct?
Ultimately, yes.
And isn't that in a fashion what all plays are about?
Yeah.
You always remember the first big screw, Wyler. That's what Caden tells Evan Wyler, the young upcoming author who's been conned.
What
are we up on that stage but con artists, though, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And at the end of the night, aren't we all just like one by one showing up at the fountains at the Bellagio?
Yeah, like in Ocean's 11.
Okay, it's not the...
Was that... And they are. They do go to the Bellagio fountain.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's an example of
that. Is part of that movie.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got to rewatch that, but I think
I did
that.
I did a high school production of that.
Yeah.
And were you dressed as a bee?
I mean, there is
he's dressed as being himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I played myself.
That's great.
It was like the sort of the premise of the show was like experimental theater was like,
yes,
what if Hayes was like in Ocean's 11, like accidentally, like if it was happening right, he was just seeing it all. He was like, is nobody else seeing this? These guys are like doing like a big con or something.
And this
guy's
guy
been in different outfits.
Wait,
okay, wait,
Greta,
Greta.
Look out.
Chapstick tube became a human.
There is a man in your house. Greta.
There's a man in my house. There's a man in my house.
He really, I gotta say, he really made a 3-course meal out of that.
Yeah, he did. Scene stealer.
Does he
knew what he was doing?
Is he on camera talent or does he just desperately want
to
be?
He desperately wants to be. And I don't, I'm the only one that's allowed to do that in this household. So.
Just keeps, yeah.
I squander his dreams.
You know, he found his angles.
Yeah.
He's got, I was about to stop it and be like, wait a minute. Maybe he's the guest.
Oh.
Griddle, move out of frame. Griddle, move over.
Yeah, wow, move over. I'll tell him to come back in.
This episode is falling apart. What are we going to do? We don't have a guest for the rest of the episode. Wait, do that again. He just sort of looks and is kind of pissed again.
He peeks in again. I see him through the mirror moving about the house.
How many podcasts does he have? Is he still with Forever Dog? Is there tension there?
Abe, do you want to peek your head back in? This is
wow.
Abe.
Servant.
What's happening? What are we talking about?
Talking about a lot of things. You just said, what's up, dog man?
Okay. Have fun.
You as well.
He didn't like that?
Nope.
Yeah. You get one chance with the dog.
You get one chance at the dog man. And if you don't, you know, appease the dog man up top, it ain't ever going to happen for you.
No second chance at first.
No second chances with the dog man.
I didn't get to talk. So there's a chance I could repair my relationship with the dog man.
Yeah.
Maybe
me,
him, and Gabrus get alone in a room and start a real friendship.
Yeah. Start jacking off. Well, you said if you don't begin as friends jacking off, you're certainly not going to end as friends jacking
it's,
off.
It's going to end up in a much worse place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Than where it started.
100%.
Greta, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever interviewed someone and they're telling a story about their high school experience and in your mind you're going, this ain't true?
No.
People being fake on there a lot.
I have a similar question. Have you ever been interviewing someone and they're telling you a high school experience and in your head you're going, this ain't it, Chief?
No.
This ain't
That's never happened?
That never happened on the show.
No.
I got to listen to the show more.
I mean, you know, I think that... Everyone is always...
It's been it, Chief.
Has been itchy?
Every chief has been it so far.
Yeah, every chief has been it. Every chief that's come on the show has been it. You two, when you come on separately over your 8-episode arc.
Or together, yeah.
Could be the first where I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the tales that you're weaving to me from high school. And I'm going... Something ain't right.
Yeah.
Something doesn't
quite add up.
Quite add up.
And Chief, I think this may not be it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. We'll have a lot of time to sort through it on your show when we're there for our residency.
Do we want, since we have Kevin here, do we want to book it now, Kevin, do you want to pull out
the calendar and just get this thing locked in?
Greta, what's your Saturday morning looking like?
This Saturday's not good. Next Saturday would be great. Around 11 a.m.
Don't say next Saturday morning.
Next Saturday. That's it.
Don't say that.
Oh, and we're going to have to do all 8 in one day. So be prepared for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My man feeding a pet or something in the background. What's
my dog man feeding a pet?
Yeah. Is he getting,
what's he up to?
I'm hearing
dog man was feeding himself in the background.
He's, what are we doing? Some Cheerios?
Dog man was eating ice, I think. That's what I feed him.
Okay. So he is the dog man.
Yeah.
He eats the ice and falls dog on the floor out of the machine. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Dog Say man running out for a puppuccino at Starbucks.
Yeah. Gets a
cup of ice and a puppuccino.
Yeah. Exactly.
Delicious.
Yum.
Yum. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.